What will the Super Bowl ad say about diversity in the ad industry? I'm David Brancaccio. An estimated 117 million people are expected to watch the game Sunday. Besides the first and 10 on the 12-yard line, attention is also on the ads, with nostalgia a theme this year, and the opposite, cryptocurrencies and digital tokens, NFTs. But what are advertisers doing to increase diversity in the production of these ads? There's new data out today from Ad Age showing slightly more people of color featured or starring in the ads that they were able to see in advance. Women in featured roles are up slightly this year. Janine Poggi is the editor of Ad Age. Welcome back.
Good to be back.
We can and have been talking about the content of the Super Bowl ads, but we've also been tracking what the advertising industry has been doing inside of the industry itself to take seriously the renewed energy in the social justice movement over the last, say, year and a half. Now, Janine, you've done some systematic tracking of this?
Yeah, so over the last couple of years, we started tracking women and men starring in featured roles in Super Bowl commercials. And over the last couple of years, have also been looking at how people of color are featured in Super Bowl ads. We actually went out this year and asked every advertiser who has a national spot in the game various questions around casting, who's working in front of and behind the camera, to get a representation of how brands are really prioritizing diversity, equity, and inclusion in the creation of their spots.
So first of all, in starring or featured roles within the ads, what we see at home, what will we see for diversity?
So we're seeing things pretty much on par with last year. There doesn't seem to be a ton of upward movement.
All right. And what about leadership behind the camera? You also ask, who are the directors?
It's a really important question because obviously in order to have ads that are reflective and what you see as the final product, you need people behind the scenes who are working on these ads to be representative of the communities they're trying to speak with. You know, representation behind the scenes too, when you speak to a lot of these brands, one of the barriers in terms of talking about who's working on their productions, who's working on their agency side, what does representation look like there, is just the way the data is reported. You know, for various guidelines and purposes, you can't necessarily ask people to self-identify. And as a result, the data is just really lacking.
Now, diversity, equity, and inclusion are worthy ends in themselves. But you know, ruthless marketers listening may also wonder about whether diversity in the ads in the Super Bowl and in the production translates to people buying the product or service advertised at greater rates. What do you think?
Ultimately, you just look up at the makeup of America and the people who are watching the Super Bowl, and people want to see themselves on screen. They want to be understood, and they are attracted to brands that are doing it right. And we are seeing a couple of brands this year who are really doubling down and trying to be more representative. We see Google in particular, their ad, which is promoting their real tone camera feature in the Pixel 6, which is to talk about representation in photography and how historically photographs and cameras were not made to adapt to various skin tones. So they actually tapped a wide, diverse range of people to feature in their spot, and they are really leaning into representation in their commercial. So there are some brands who are doing it right. I think right now, though, for the most part, a lot are sort of saying they believe this, that they are making statements, that they support diversity and inclusion, but have very little real details to disclose.
All right. Advertising as a prism to view culture. Janine Poggi is the editor at Ad Age. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Janine and I also talk about the content, the themes in these ads, full of fitness and wellness this year, and an ad pushing the other way from a delivery service, answering the question, if it's delivered by Uber Eats, can you therefore eat it? It's got the guy from Succession taking a swig of dish soap. Don't do that. Plus a man eating kitty litter from a cereal bowl.
It says eat.
It's a diaper.
It also features Gwyneth Paltrow biting a candle and Trevor Noah chomping a light bulb. The point is, Uber Eats delivers eats and don't eats. More of our discussion of the Super Bowl ad themes is streamable from marketplace.org if you miss it on the air.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, the U.S. Senate passed a bill banning companies from requiring employees to resolve claims of sexual assault and harassment through arbitration instead of in court. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on efforts to end forced arbitration.
The legislation is called the Ending Forced Arbitration of Sexual Assault and Sexual Harassment Act, and it does put an end to clauses in employment contracts that force workers to settle these types of cases through arbitration. Lawmakers say about 60 million U.S. workers are covered by agreements like this. Arbitration is private, so victims can't speak out about what happened to them. They also can't join together in class action lawsuits. Employers say arbitration is more efficient than going to court, but victim advocates say it shields accused perpetrators. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the legislation will be retroactive, so it avoids provisions in current employment contracts requiring arbitration for sexual assault or harassment claims. The bill was already passed by the House. It now goes to President Biden's desk for his signature. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Checking early trading, after the Dow fell 1.5%, 526 points yesterday, the index is up 103 points, 0.3% now. The S&P is up 0.2%, the NASDAQ down slightly 12 points. And how do we get a 10-year interest rate above 2% for the first time since the summer of 2019? 2.02 now. It's not just that bad inflation number we reported on. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial.
It's not just that inflation was up a lot, but it was the fourth month in a row when we went into it looking for a big number, and it turned out to be bigger still. But the big bond market reaction came a few hours later when the grizzled veteran president of the St. Louis Fed, James Bullard, told Bloomberg News he wants to raise rates by 100 basis points.
I mean, surely not all at once on March the 16th in a couple weeks.
Oh, no, not all at once. But he suggested maybe it would be appropriate to meet before the meeting and get started. But he was magnanimous. He said the Fed chair can make that decision about what we do in March. I just want to see 100 basis points by June.
Yet another Federal Reserve Bank president, Mary Daly of the San Francisco Fed, said yesterday this is not like 40 years ago with inflation, and the government's pandemic stimulus this time is ramping down now, and supply chain bottlenecks, in her view, contributing to inflation should ease this year. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.